Well, hello, men. It's Solomon here. Now, come on, guys. Why are you guys not stepping up to the plate? Strike one! I mean, you should know your job by now. Your job is to serve the Femon. I mean, your life isn't important. Theirs is. But there's been a few stories in the newspaper and whatever where men don't seem to be stepping up to the plate. They don't seem to be protecting Femons anymore too much. That's because they got the message, people. Men's masculinity is toxic. I mean, men are bad and Femons are good. And not too long ago, men were shamed to step up to the plate and look after a child where the Femon is had by another man. And because the Femon seems to be a bit loose in that area, he's supposed to step in and be the father. Why? Because of guilt. That was a lot of bollocks, wasn't it? And a lot of men today are seeing through all that. Why should a man have to forfeit his life because of a Femon's mistake? And of course, if you think about it, men over the years have lost their lives protecting Femons. Some men have even forfeited their lives so the Femon could live. And of course, that's all well and good, but there's no thanks for it, is there? No respect. But Femons still want to be all empowered and they don't need no man, so they keep telling us. But they still want men to step up to the plate and protect them when necessary. And as usual, the Femons want their cake and eat it too, don't they? Well, this is a message the Femons should get clear. In the modern world, with the strong empowered Femons, it's not man's job to protect the Femon anymore. I mean, they're not perceived the weaker sex anymore, are they? They're more powerful than a man. They can do anything a man can do and better. Even in high heels. And I think most of us have seen a situation where the Femon has caused this debacle, a sort of thing. And obviously two men have got involved in some physical confrontation because of it. And the Femon stands well out the way and then just causes the debacle and walks away. Although one of the two men probably not so lucky. But men are thinking twice about it now. And men should do. Because chivalry is dead and feminism has killed it. But I can see an opening for a new business here for you men. We will protect the Femons for a price. And no, we don't want the vagina or anything like that. We want hard cash. I mean, when you think about it, the man has been the Femon's security guards for many years, hundreds of years, without really any real payment or thankfulness. But Femon shouldn't need any man to protect them anyway. They're all in power. Just look at some of the movies that are out there. These Femons can take out five men without even thinking. Of course, in reality, it's different, isn't it? Generally, a man is bigger than a Femon physically. He's certainly stronger, especially in the upper body department. Because you can't change nature by just saying something. If I needed protection, I wouldn't pick a Femon to protect me. I'd pick a man. Although the way the Femons are so toxic nowadays, they're quite intimidating themselves. But for a completely different reason. So guys, chivalry is dead. So stop putting yourself in harm's way for a Femon for free. I mean, just thinking back through my life, the times I have protected a Femon, just naturally, I could have earned a lot of money. But I have nothing to show for it, not even respect anymore. So if you're in a situation where you feel that you need to protect and use your toxic masculinity, think twice about it, guys. Or arrange a monetary price for it, and then go ahead. I mean, Femons, don't they, over the centuries, have used their bodies to earn money, haven't they? Nature has given it to them. They didn't have to work at it. They just got it. So why shouldn't men earn money out of what nature has given them to? Ah, isn't equality a beautiful thing? I'm glad the Femons wanted it and asked for it. Because it's improved men's lives immensely. Not so much the Femons. Have a good day, guys. 6 3 you're out!